the City of Hunterdon's proposed budget for 27. I'll turn it over to our city manager.
Sure. I'll be very brief. Thank you, council, for being here, staff, others from the public. This is one of the last two budget special meetings that we don't have. Like we've had very good communication with the council, with staff throughout this process. So again, I'm going to be very brief. We have a lot to discuss today. One of the items that is in the presentation is one of the last slides, is outstanding items. So I'm sure the council has questions today. Hopefully, we will be able to answer those, but we do have a number of items we'd like to discuss with the council in addition to what is already included in the budget. So with that, I would recommend that we get right into the presentation today. I know we have the CBP here, and then we'll follow up with our finance director presentation and discussion with the council.
We have, the council's already provided some commentary and input on their priorities. Is it appropriate to reiterate what those priorities are by council members, or do you feel like you're covered at this point?
I think we're pretty covered at this point.
Okay.
If you would like, I can pull up those priorities and we can go through them as part of the presentation.
That'd be fine.
The staff gives. No problem.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Okay, so you all good. Okay. Item 2B, overview and acceptance of CBB's fiscal year 26 budget updates. Lisa, good morning and welcome. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Do you need a little steps?
I might leave you the lead.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I believe I am here to get approval for the allocation of where we put the million when it was moved back in February.
Yes. Do you want to expand on that, or is it?
The money was moved in April. That was amongst the staff of where they put those funds. Since we are a month away from the end of our budget, it has been spent. So I think this was just a technicality of making sure that city council approved that.
Okay. Any questions or comments by council? The one thing that we have discussed is, first of all, I'll say it again, I'm so excited you're here. And CBB is doing a wonderful job, and you have a wonderful vision. I'm looking forward to great success in the future. One thing we did talk about was getting together after your, I think you're going off site in October, so we'll have a joint CBB board and council meeting to look at 2028 budget. How is that structured? Is that still?
Yeah, we're absolutely open to conversations.
Perfect. Okay, with that, I'll request a motion.
I'll make a motion to move $1 million back into the operating budget for FY26.
Second.
From 27.
Motion to approve and seconded. All in favor?
Well, let me ask a question about.
Sure.
Okay, we're moving $1 million, but we're don't we approve the entire budget?
This is just 26.
It's just $1 million.
It's an amendment to 26.
Okay.
So motion to approve and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. Item 2C, presentation by City of Fredericksburg, proposed budget for fiscal year 27 and tax rate. This is Krista, our Director of Finance.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. Got the presentation ready to go. We'll talk about what we're going to discuss today first. Good morning to everyone that's attending as well. Thanks for coming. So today we're going to start with a budget overview citywide, and then we'll talk again about the personnel updates that we've made in the 2027 proposed budget, and then also what we have not included that was requested in the budget. Budget overview for general fund, and then the property tax, sales tax trends, and we'll look at the budget overview for enterprise and special funds. And we're still reviewing hotel tax revenue trends. And then, as we talked about, we'll be looking at the CBB funding as well as part of our 2027 budget. And then, as Clinton mentioned, we have our outstanding items. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started if you're ready. All right, so this is just showing where we're at citywide, what our amended budget is for 2026. The second column is where we're at year to date. And year-to-date, I ran these numbers yesterday. So they were year-to-date as of yesterday. Variance, where we're at year-to-date. And then we have our proposed budget that is posted on our website. And then I also copied over with an OpenGov to make any changes as the, for one, the property tax rate that was set at the last meeting. So we had an increase in our property tax revenues because of that tax rate that was set. So I have that place marked there under property tax revenues. And the only other changes that you'll see right now over on the right-hand side is we have been working with Public Works on reviewing some of the funds within Public Works, and we're having, because of fund balance concerns, we're looking at expenses to reduce until we can make changes in the revenue going forward. So most of those changes you see are for Public Works changes.
Quick question. Have you loaded the change from Scott Fair?
No. So okay. I will update you on that.
Okay.
So I thought that we were going to get new truth and taxation rates, but because of the change being so small, he did not resubmit those.
Okay. Thank you.
So it ended up being, he was accurate on his estimate of the correction, and it was less than 0.1%.
Okay. Thank you.
So estimating to finish 2026 for city at 75.4 million in revenues and 75.8 million in expenses. That is an estimate. Lots of things happen in September, and so could change, but that's what it's looking for me right now. We have savings in 2026 in personnel because of vacancies and turnover. And we also have savings in capital due to projects that have been delayed, which a lot of those are being budgeted in next year's budget. So our current proposed budget is sitting at a 1% increase in revenues and a negative 1% in expenses compared to 2026. All right, this next slide, we've gone over this in a previous presentation. It's just showing in the general fund what positions we've added, and then enterprise funds, we did have one position. For general fund, we had an aquatics tech, a crew worker, a deputy emergency management coordinator, and a school resource officer. And those are, the school resource officer is funded partly from FISD, and then of course for the deputy emergency management coordinator, we share that responsibility with the funding with the county. So it just shows what we've added, $244,000 for general fund and about $76,000 for enterprise.
And the emergency management coordinator, that's a half year?
We have not changed that yet. That is our half of a full year right now.
Does the council agree with that?
So it's a half year.
No, it's because we split it with the county. So I'm only showing our expense. So that number that you see in there is our expense for the position.
For the whole year.
Which is $58,000. So it's not for the, yeah, that's for the whole year, yes.
Okay. Are we looking at actually implementing it mid-year? Is that?
I think the discussion I heard yesterday was that this may be a delayed position.
So I want to make sure council's okay with that, or thoughts or input?
Whatever the operation calls for, they need it now. Let's say get it now, not.
Well, but they don't have anybody hired, so why would they get it now?
Well, go through the process of getting someone hired.
Right, but it's at $58,000 for the whole year?
For the city,
sure.
Yes.
For the city.
For the city.
Probably not a whole lot.
Should we ask Ashley to speak?
Sure, you talk about $26,000.
Mayor, should we ask Ashley?
Ashley, if you're here, sure, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are y'all? I'm here to answer any questions.
Is the mic even on? I don't think so.
Oh, now it is. Yeah. Oh. Just, yeah.
So the conversation, I'm not going to speak for council, but my personal opinion is I think there's value in adding some support to you. The question is, from a budget constraint standpoint, do we look at funding that mid-year as opposed to day one, right? So what are your thoughts on that? You know, budgets are tight, and we're also looking at what can we do with volunteer fire departments. So I'm trying to balance
Sure. So I think on the emergency management side, when we post, I mean, it's going to take a little bit to go through the application process, you know, run panels, hire, do the HR side of things. I think on the EM side also, making sure we have the coverage and bringing someone in to get them acclimated as soon as possible to what preparedness needs there are. On top of that, we're still waiting for the federal MDD for this flood event. And so as soon as that is approved, I'm going to be having to dedicate a lot of time to doing reimbursement work. And so everything's kind of in flux, but of course, I would prefer hiring as soon as possible. However, the position is so needed and appreciated that I'm willing to be flexible.
So we're talking about April would affect our budget. So what you're trying to do is hire them earlier in April?
Yes, I think as soon as possible so we can get them onboarded. Also, so we can have that coverage for the winter with El Nino patterns as well as just fire season.
How many hours do you typically work a week?
I would say at least 80.
80?
Yeah. I work a lot mornings, nights, and I do a lot of stuff on the weekends too. Also, I'm on call 24/7, so if we have fires on the weekends or anything else, there is a requirement for me to be very close to my laptop and my radio 24/7.
Can you remind us your hire day?
Yes, it was November 13th, I believe.
November 13th, okay. So she will have been in the position a little bit over a year if we were to add that mid-year. She hasn't quite yet. She doesn't have a year under her belt. Eric, your thoughts?
I'm fine with leaving it.
6 months.
As soon as possible.
Why don't we leave it in?
Leave it in for now.
Leave it in for now and let's see what we can do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Actually.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for all your hard work. Thank
you. Okay. So, so just again on the positions, there were 13 requested positions. And we've put 5 positions in the budget. And we can talk more about positions that we didn't include, but it basically comes down to fire and EMS and police, 7 of the positions, and then a GIS coordinator, I believe, which would be split across various departments.
You'll get into, but the fire and EMS and police, you'll get into the personnel budget are up by X percent year over year.
I don't think I have that as far as this presentation, but I have it. I can hold up. Okay. So general fund, we looked at the city-wide numbers. Now we're going to look at general fund specifically. Same setup, budget there on the left, and then year-to-date actuals, the variance, and then we have the proposed budget. And then any changes to the proposed budget. And so far, the only changes that I've made is the increase in revenue from the tax rate change. We're estimating to finish 26 at 26.6 million in revenues and 25.5 million in expenses. Again, it's an estimate. So hopefully we'll come close to what I've got estimated. We do have savings, as I stated, in the citywide in personnel and capital. Our current proposed budget is 2%, showing 1%, but with adding that additional revenue, we're going to 2% revenues with our tax rate change, and then we're down 2% in expenses compared to 2026. So if we would consider adding any police or fire, these numbers would look a lot different. All right, and then just to review the general fund property tax revenues going back to 2016. So the general fund property tax revenues going back to 2016. The top line is for maintenance and operations. The bottom is for debt. Going over there to proposed 2026, we're currently at a 0.260884. which is the voter approval rate that was approved. It's obviously still up for consideration, and it's just a graph showing you as well the history going back 10 years, 11 years. And then this calculation, I know it's very hard to see, but the calculation below there just shows what the no new revenue rates were for those years, and then the difference in the rate of what we either adopted or what's proposed. All right, this was something new that came out last year, a taxpayer impact statement. And so it's a statutory requirement, and it shows our adopted tax rate and the median valued homestead for that tax year and what the estimated property tax bill would be for that median valued homestead. So for this current year, adopted 25 tax rate for fiscal year 26, the median household would pay $1,075.86. At the no new revenue rate for this year would be $1,087, and then the rate we're currently at, it's $1,175.78. So comparison, we're looking at the voter approval rate adding $841,445, which is a 9.39% increase. And then the no new revenue rate would generate about $200,000 over last year, which would be a 2.17%. Questions on the property taxes?
What does, you may have said a de minimis rate, where would that be?
Oh. The de minimis is about $600,000.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. I know Tim is in the audience, and he's always really good at updating on sales tax. And so we also, of course, keep track of our sales tax numbers. And we're at 9 million through August, so almost 9.1 million. So we've had a really strong year. And I know sales tax is always a little unnerving because you don't know what can happen from year to year. I do currently have in the proposed budget a $9,290,000. I went up just slightly.
$9,290,000.
I went up less than 1%. But if we have a month comparable to what we've had the last couple years, you know, we could be at 9.8 at the end of this fiscal year.
Do you mind if we get a comment from Tim?
Sure.
Tim, do you have a moment?
Sure.
Just a moment. Mm-hmm.
Bring your crystal ball.
Yeah. Usually I have an opinion. this year I'm not sure I do. I went back and calculated where you were in the fiscal year. You're 11 months, obviously, into the fiscal year. The city's up 2.55% by my calculation over fiscal 25. And the last 5 months have made all the difference in the world. I mean, you've been getting those numbers. I think the last 4 or 5 months, the city's been up in excess of 6% over 25 for each of those months. So it's really turned your year around. I just don't know if that's going to continue, that trend's going to continue or not.
It's the county doing the same thing.
County is up a little more than that. I think they're up about 3.4% for the fiscal year over last year. I also went back and looked at inflation. It's down a tick the last couple of months. We're still averaging 3.4%, I think, over the last 12 months. The most recent number was July, and that was 3.4%. So it kind of peaked in May at 4.2. So there's just continues to be a whole lot of uncertainty in the world, and I think that's part of why I don't have a better opinion than I normally do. You know, hearing what you said, you're up. You're projecting to be at maybe 1% or less.
The budget, yes.
For the budget, projecting sales tax. I could live with that, you know.
So there's not anything big that came in the town that really came.
No, and that's the other thing that, Tony, that I look at is what are we adding in terms of sales tax outlets? You know, we added a couple of things this year, during the course of this year. But the big stuff that I'm I see on the horizon isn't going to hit the next fiscal year. I mean, that's going to be, you know, the shops at the Moise and some other projects that are going to have potentially have sales tax implications, positive implications. So I don't see anything really on the horizon that's going to materially impact that over the next fiscal year. 2028, conversely, I think we could see a bump in some things. I'm already bullish about 2028. So, other questions?
Well, a couple of years ago, the hospital was kicked in. And of course, there's still a question if they're actually taxing them at the proper rate, because I think they've got them. And I've talked to Scott about it, and I'm not trying to be a appraiser. I've been on that board long enough, let them do that. But the question is that supposedly that sale was this huge number, and they're only being taxed like on a $20 million
basis. You're talking about ad valorem taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there were some
questions about, okay, we're going to see a sales tax bump also now that it's a for-profit entity. The detail that I get, I went back and looked at the separation of different sales tax categories, and we didn't see that in the medical field. And I think it was because a lot of those sales are tax exempt. So, but you know, you did see a little bit of a bump there.
So it seems like we're aligned in what we're thinking here.
Yes, I'm not going with a less than 1% increase on where I think we're going to land, but I'm going budget to budget over budget.
Budget over budget, okay.
So, I mean, I may have some room to go a little higher.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
The last few years, you've recommended flat.
Yeah, I have, and I've been wrong.
We were getting along.
Thankfully, you know, I've been wrong. But I, you know, in terms of projections, I tend to, you know, err on the side of being very conservative. And knowing what I knew or thought I knew at the time, I thought that was the appropriate call to make. And I thought y'all had lost your mind when y'all went out and budgeted 2 or 3% increase or whatever it was. You know, like I said earlier, the last 5 months have really saved you and coming pretty close to dialing that in.
Any other comments, questions? We're all good. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate
that.
Kristen, thank you for that.
The last budget overview slide is the enterprise funds and special funds. Looks like we're going to be finishing these funds in 26, about $48.8 million in revenues. So I think we'll be slightly ahead of budget on the revenues, and $50.3 million in expenses, which will be below our budgeted expenses for 26. We usually, at least in my history here, have seen savings in capital because of projects that just don't happen for whatever reason or get delayed into the next year. So I do think we should finish the year pretty strong and not be at the deficit that we approved at 5.4 million. So our current proposed budget is a 1% increase in revenues, and expenses are flat right now. Right. So as part of talking about enterprise funds, tourism fund is an enterprise fund, and we are doing very well in tourism fund. We are ahead of budget this year, but that is because of a delinquent account that has just been recently paid in full, which was With penalty and interest, I think it was about $650,000. So luckily that's taken care of, and that customer is current, paying currently on time every quarter now. So we'll see. I don't expect a lot to come in. You know, our last collection month in July is our, if you can look at the trend there, is usually our last strong month. And then we'll be trickling in some delinquencies in August and September. So the budget is just over $6 million, and we will probably finish out at least 6.8. And for right now, I do have the budget in tourism fund for tax revenues. It's flat. I kept it at the $6,037,000. Okay. So more on the CVB and Jenny, Lisa, David, I'm looking because I basically took